House Republicans, Amnesty Crusade is about expanding Democrats' voter base. By John Binder on July 23, 2021. A group of House Republicans is asking President Joe Biden to reject Senate Democrats' plan to include amnesty for illegal aliens in a federal budget, saying the measure is nothing more than an effort to expand the Democrat Party's voter base. In a letter to Biden, 24 House Republicans led by Representative Bob Good, RVA, urged Biden to oppose a plan by Senate Democrats to slip an amnesty for millions of illegal aliens in a budget via the little-known reconciliation process. "We write to you today asking that you immediately reject calls from congressional Democrats to include amnesty in the $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation framework," the House Republicans write. "Simply engaging in this very debate will further destabilize the crisis at the border and bankroll vicious criminal cartels. In reality, enacting amnesty for millions now will make this crisis permanent by signaling our borders are effectively open to all," emphasis added. "Rejecting calls to inject amnesty into reconciliation would be a meaningful sign that you are finally willing to find common ground with your political opponents. Everyday Americans we represent are tired of observing your party's crusade to end voter ID laws while at the same time going to every length to expand their ranks of voters by millions through amnesty. The citizens of this country are smarter than you think. They see that this is about one thing, a partisan power grab," emphasis added. "We implore you to put substance behind your calls for unity and to start by rejecting calls to inject amnesty into reconciliation," emphasis added. Those who signed the letter include Bob Good, RVA, Andy Biggs, Oz, Ted Budd, RNC, Jody Ise, RGA, Mary Miller, Ariel, Lauren Boebert, RCO, Andrew Clyde, RGA, Randy Weber, RTX, Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, Paul Gosar, Oz, Louis Gohmert, RTX, Ralph Norman, RSC, Mo Brooks, RL, Yvette Harrell, RNM, Matt Rosendale, Armand, Scott Perry, RPA, Scott DeJarlay, RTN, Jeff Duncan, RSC, Brian Babin, RTX, Bill Bozzi, RFL, Michael Cloud, RTX, Diana Harshbarger, RTN, Barry Moore, RL, and Glenn Grothman, RY. The full letter can be read here. Good Letter to Biden, No Way. By John Binder. This week, Senator Dick Durbin, DEL, bragged that the nation's mass illegal and legal immigration policy, whereby hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are added to the U.S. population every year and about 1.2 million green cards are awarded to legal immigrants annually, has made the electorate increasingly difficult for Republicans. Republicans, when in control of state legislatures, are by design trying to make it more difficult for some people to vote. Why? The answer is very simple, Durbin said. The demographics of America are not on the side of the Republican Party. The new voters in this country are moving away from them, away from Donald Trump, away from their party creed that they preach. And instead, they're moving to be independents or even vote on the other side, Durbin continued. Data over the last few election cycles have repeatedly shown the impact that a growing foreign-born voting population has in terms of electing Democrats over Republicans. In 2020, about 1 in 10 U.S. voters were born outside the country, the highest rate since 1970. A significant increase in naturalization rates ahead of the 2022 midterms and the 2024 presidential election could deliver big gains for Democrats as margins in a number of swing states have been small over the last two presidential elections. In Pennsylvania, for example, Biden won the state by fewer than 81,000 votes. The Washington Post, New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal have all admitted that rapid demographic changes because of immigration are tilting the nation toward a permanent Democrat dominance. "The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics," Axios acknowledged last year. "The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans." In the 2016 presidential election, for example, Republican Donald Trump won 49% of native-born Americans compared to Democrat Hillary Clinton's 45%, according to exit polling data. Among foreign-born residents, though, Clinton dominated by garnering 64% of naturalized citizens compared to Trump's 31%. CNN. Current legal immigration levels are expected to bring in 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2041. About 8 million of those voters will have arrived entirely due to the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.